Just one discussion in Minhag Yisrael Kedoshim, and one of the holy customs that unfortunately is not so well known, or even if it's known, it's not so well practiced. This week, as we know, is a significant Shabbat. It's called the Shabbat Zachor. Traditionally, the Shabbat before Purim, we have a special Kiryat Sefer, the Parasha of Zachor, Et Asher Asah Lecha Amalek. And we've talked in previous daily halachot the importance of the Shabbat, the importance of listening to Parashat Zachor, and even the attendance of ladies to the Parasha. What is not well known about the Shabbat, that there was a special piyut, a special song that was written many years ago by the Ben Yehudah Levi, that wrote a song specifically for Parashat Zachor. The song is the song called Mi Chamocha Ve'en Kamocha, Mi Domelach Ve'en Domelach. And when he wrote the song, it actually in many communities became part of the Tefillah of Shabbat Zachor. Some communities said it in Ezrat Abotenu Hatal Me'olam, before they got the Shira Hadasha Shebichu Ge'ulim, they would sing the Mi Chamocha. Others would sing it in the Az Yashir, when they got to the Pasuk of Mi Chamocha Ba'ilim Hashem. Others would sing it actually in the Nishmat Kol Chai. They would say the Pasuk, Kal Atzmotai Tomarna Hashem Mi Chamocha, and then they would sing the Mi Chamocha Ve'en Kamocha. Others, however, would say it after the Tefillah, after Kaddish Tet Kabbal, before the Sefer Torah. Our Minhag on saying this song is, according to the Kaf HaHayim, that brings down in Siman Samech Het, Saif Katan Yud, where he talks about this piyut of Micha Moka Shitkin the Biuda Levi, the Shabbat Zachor, he writes the different shitot, and then he says, Va'achshav nitpashet ha-menag bechol ha-mekomot, lomar ha-piyut shel Micha Moka, achar gemar kriyat ha-maftir le-Shabbat Zachor. After the Maftir. Now, our custom in the synagogue is not to say the entire song because of maybe the Torah that it entails. So the minhag is to say the first three stanzas and the last three stanzas. It's a very long song. Other communities actually say the whole thing. But the point is, when you go home on Shabbat Zachor, before lunch, after lunch, you should sit down with your families and sing the song itself. We have a there's a special tune also. Mi chamocha ve'en kamocha mi domelach ve'en domelach. There's a special tune to it. Now, what's the purpose of the song? It actually is a review of the entire story of Megillat Esther. And every verse ends off with the word lo, which lamed vav, which means the rabbi went through the whole entire Tanakh, and any pasuk that he found that ends with a law, he somehow fit it in into the pasuk. So all the stanzas end with the word law, and it all come from different pasukim throughout the Tanakh. I'll just give you one example of one of the stanzas, just so you can have a feeling of the song. Vayhi bimei Ahashverosh, Melech hukam al kivrosh, Nisa varam al kol kasin varosh, Vadonai iniyahlo. What does it mean? Vayhi me'ahashverosh. It's the beginning of the Megillah. Melech hukam'al. He was a king that rose above. Hukam'al kivrosh. Berosh is a cedar tree. Cedar tree is a very tall tree, which means he rose very high in his power. And therefore, hukam'al, he rose kivrosh like a tall cedar tree. Nisavaram, he was elevated al kol kasin varosh, on any leader or any head, he was on top of all of them. And then he quotes the pasuk from Shmuel Bet, Perek Zayin pasuk Aleph, Vahashem iniyahlo. And God let him be, which means God gave him the success. And then he goes on to the next part. Zimen bishnat shalosh lemalcho. He made a party and invited people in the third year of his kingdom. Laarot lechol abadav techunato. To show everybody his way. And he had fine stones glistening on the ground, like the Megillah says, so you see over here, that's a beautiful summary and poetic form of the entire Megillah, Minhag Yisrael Kiddushim, we shouldn't belittle these minhagim. Say, ah, Michamocha, well, that's not, no, Adraba. If there was a custom and it's brought down in the books, we cannot be mizalzel. So everybody should pay note again, this Shabbat Zachor, to sing the Michamocha with their families, and Bezat Hashem, whatever was said in the song itself, Bezat Hashem will come true. That means at the end, it says, which is Be'ezat Hashem, will have Ge'ulot, just like a Purim and Pesach, Be'yamim Ahem, Bazeman Hazeh.